Len Dawson.
Yes.
Ben Roethlisberger, I believe, with the loss of Jerome Bettis, became the go-to guy in a way he had not before. Pittsburgh starts the year looking extremely at a loss in terms of leadership, throwing 35, almost 40 times a game with Roethlisberger. But luckily they ran into a Kansas City Chiefs team that seemed to be intent on building their confidence again. What's going on with Pittsburgh, and in the context of that game yesterday, do you think that Pittsburgh has righted its ship?
Well, I'll tell you, they simply out-hit, out-hustled, and out-everything Kansas City. That, from the Kansas City point of view, that should be an embarrassment because they were down 31-0 at halftime. And what happened was, you know how to get a quarterback back in sync and that? Give him lots of time back there in the pocket to survey what's going on down the field. That way, if particularly in the middle, when they take the defensive tackles and push them sideways so he can see what is down there, then he's going to make better decisions. And that's exactly what happened yesterday with Roethlisberger. He got off to on a roll. The first thing that happened was, on a third down and long situation, he threw a pass to his receiver, and Ty Law, the cornerback, slipped and fell because of the turf down there, and it ended up with about a 50-yard gain for Pittsburgh. That starts building confidence for Roethlisberger, and he had receivers wide open. We had a touchdown to Hines Ward when the safeties got mixed up as to who's cover who. I don't know how you let a guy like Hines Ward, last year's Super Bowl's most valuable player, just go free in the end zone, but Roethlisberger had all the time in the world. A couple of times he's out there pump faking one way, turning and going the other, faking a draw play, going back and throwing it down the field for a touchdown. You can only do those things, Nick, if your offensive line is doing the job of protecting you, and they did an outstanding job yesterday. So Roethlisberger, seems his confidence looked pretty good to me yesterday.
Well, the other thing, of course, is the Chiefs reverted to not being able to tackle, and maybe they were disrupted also by all those breakdowns when Ty Law chooses to wear the wrong pair of cleats. Little things like that become very important. And then there's Greg Wesley, who is pound for pound one of the best hitters at safety in the NFL. But it seems like, Len, and I want your opinion on this, does Greg Wesley get mixed up a bit too often there? It seems like there's some breakdowns in the secondary, and even though they're so-called veterans, one breakdown there causes a touchdown, and the entire game switches in the very first quarter.
Yeah, well, they also had some rookie safeties out there, some guys that are they're going to be good players that they're making mistakes, and not necessarily Greg Wesley. But the rookies made a couple of mistakes out there in their coverage and where they were supposed to be, and that's all you need. All you need is one guy to make a mistake, and if the quarterback can see it and has time to get the ball to that receiver, they're going to be successful, and that's what happened. When you go back to tackling, they didn't wrap people up. And against Arizona, they did a much better job a week before of tackling. Now they were hitting, like throwing a body block into the running back or the receiver that has the football. And if he maintains his balance and stays on his feet, which happened yesterday, big plays can happen, and they even happen on a touchdown throw where the defensive back, the safety, the young rookie, had an opportunity to make the tackle, but he threw a block at the guy. The guy maintained his balance and got into the end zone for a touchdown. So the game, you know, it's really kind of basic, blocking and tackling. And I heard the good doctor talking about relying on one guy, and what Kansas City's been trying to do is rely on Larry Johnson, the running back, to get the running game going, take the pressure off the quarterback so he can play action passes, all this stuff. He gained 26 yards yesterday. You know, it starts with the guys up front. You know, you can't rely on a running back if your offensive line is not blocking, and that's what's happening with Kansas City.